Hello and welcome to the GCSE Economics Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most fundamental topics in the entire course, the economic problem. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Is this going to be boring? Absolutely not. Once you understand the economic problem, you'll start seeing it everywhere. In your own life, in the news, in government decisions. This is the foundation that everything else in economics builds on. So let's get stuck in. Let's start with the big question. What actually is the economic problem? At its heart, it comes down to this. Human wants are unlimited, but the resources available to satisfy those wants are finite. In other words, we can never have everything we want because there simply isn't enough to go around. This fundamental tension between unlimited wants and scarce resources is what economists call scarcity. And scarcity is the basic economic problem. Think about it in your own life. You might want a new phone, a holiday, new trainers, and a night out with friends, all at the same time. But you only have a limited amount of money. That's scarcity in action. And it's not just individuals. Governments face it too. The UK government has a limited budget. It can't spend unlimited amounts on the NHS, schools, defence, and housing all at once. Choices have to be made. Now, let's talk about wants versus needs. And this is a really common mistake in the exam, so listen carefully. A need is something essential for survival. Food, water, shelter, clothing. A want is something you desire but don't strictly need to survive. A smartphone, a luxury car, a holiday to Bali. Examiners will credit you for making this distinction clearly. Don't mix them up. So, because resources are scarce, choices must be made. And this brings us to one of the most important concepts in economics, opportunity cost. This is the definition you absolutely must know for your exam. Opportunity cost is the value of the next best alternative foregone when a choice is made. Let me say that again. The value of the next best alternative foregone. Here's a simple example. Imagine you have £50. You can either buy a new video game or go to a concert. You choose the concert. The opportunity cost of going to the concert is the video game you gave up. That's the next best alternative you didn't choose. Notice it's not the money itself, it's the value of what you gave up. A government example works brilliantly in the exam. If the government spends an extra £1 billion on the NHS, the opportunity cost might be the new schools that could have been built with that money. Examiners love to see you apply opportunity cost to real-world scenarios like this.
Now let's look at the four factors of production. These are the resources that economies use to produce goods and services, and you need to know all four for your exam. First, land. This covers all natural resources: soil, water, minerals, forests, oil, gas. The reward paid to land is called rent. Second, labour. This is the human effort, both physical and mental, used in production. A factory worker, a teacher, a surgeon, they're all labour. The reward for labour is wages. Third, capital. Now here's where students often make a mistake. In economics, capital does not mean money. Capital means man-made resources used in production. Machinery, equipment, factory buildings, computers, tools. The reward for capital is interest. Fourth, enterprise. This is the factor that brings the other three together. An entrepreneur takes the risk of combining land, labour, and capital to produce goods and services, hoping to make a profit. The reward for enterprise is profit. A great memory trick for the four factors is the acronym LLCE: Land, Labour, Capital, Enterprise. Or you could remember it as lovely little cats eat. Whatever works for you. Let's now move into exam tips and common mistakes, because this is where marks are won and lost. Tip number one, always define scarcity correctly. When a question asks you to define scarcity, your answer must include both elements, finite resources and infinite wants.
If you only mention one, you will not get full marks. The full definition is, scarcity occurs because human wants are unlimited, but the resources available to satisfy those wants are finite. Tip number two, opportunity cost is not the financial cost. This is the single most common mistake I see. Opportunity cost is the next best alternative foregone, not the price you paid. If a question says, what is the opportunity cost of the government building a new motorway? The answer is whatever else that money could have been spent on, such as new hospitals or schools, not the cost of the motorway itself. Tip number three, don't confuse capital with money. In everyday life, we say, I need capital to start a business, meaning money. In economics, capital is physical, man-made resources used in production. If you're asked to give an example of capital, say machinery or factory equipment, not cash. Tip number four, when explaining why choices must be made, always explicitly link it back to scarcity. Don't just say, because we can't have everything. Say, because resources are scarce, that is finite, while human wants are unlimited, choices must be made about how to allocate those resources. Tip number five, use command words carefully. If the question says explain, you need to give a reason and develop it. If it says analyze, you need to explore the implications. If it says evaluate, you need to weigh up both sides and reach a judgment.
Right, time for our quickfire recall quiz. Cover up your notes and see how you do. Question one, what is scarcity? Scarcity is the basic economic problem. It occurs because human wants are unlimited, but resources are finite. Question two, name the four factors of production. Land, labour, capital, and enterprise. Question three, what is the reward for each factor? Land earns rent, labour earns wages, capital earns interest, enterprise earns profit. Question four, define opportunity cost. Opportunity cost is the value of the next best alternative foregone when a choice is made. Question five, give a real-world example of opportunity cost for a government. If the government spends money on new roads, the opportunity cost might be the hospitals that could have been built instead. How did you do? If you got all five, brilliant, you're well on your way. If not, go back and review the sections you found tricky. Let's wrap up with a quick summary of everything we've covered today. The economic problem is that human wants are unlimited, but resources are scarce, that is, finite. Because of scarcity, choices must be made. Every choice involves an opportunity cost, the value of the next best alternative you give up. The four factors of production are land, labour, capital, and enterprise. Remember, LLCE. And the key exam mistakes to avoid are confusing needs with wants, defining opportunity cost as a financial cost, and confusing economic capital with money. This topic is the bedrock of everything you'll study in GCSE economics. Master it now, and you'll find every other topic clicks into place so much more easily. Thank you so much for listening. Keep revising, stay curious, and I'll see you in the next episode. You've got this!